Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, folks, airlines, trains, RVs, cruises, theme parks have all been covered so far today. And as Mary and I welcome you back for the G Block, the hotel sector of travel is on tap for the next 10 minutes. This portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Pro Luggage.
And get spring break ready with new luggage and save, as the team at Travel Pro is offering 15% off site-wide plus free shipping.
Well, 15% off, free
cannot
shipping.
Beat that.
You like that? Our Travel Pro bags, folks, they certainly make our travels a lot easier when we're on the go. Every traveler needs a companion that they can trust, and Travel Pro is the choice of flight, crews, and frequent travelers because they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Go get your new luggage for spring break and save 15% with that free shipping at travelpro.com or find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, now we're en route down to Washington, D.C. on that show hotline. Show friend Chip Rogers, the CEO of the American Hotel and Lodging Association, is ready to go, so let's get right to him.
Well, Chip, I can't believe it's been since last August that you were on with us. I think right around the time we were all having dinner at Daphne's on 15th Street there in D.C. Nice to have you back on America's number one travel radio show with Mary and me.
Yeah, it is great to hear you again. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you back. All right, so we're going to get right into this. You know, Mary and I just completed the pandemic iteration of our big 10-city Let's Go America tour. People are, without question, traveling again. We wrapped it at the Wynn Las Vegas and Encore on February 26th. If you didn't know the date, frankly, from what we experienced, you'd think we were back in 2019 and pre-pandemic. We've certainly seen a real disconnect across the country as we've traveled these past 10 months. Not every city is doing as well as Las Vegas, or certainly what we encountered down in Texas and Florida. So before we get into Russia, runaway inflation, fuel prices, a lot more, how do you feel right now about the state of the hotel and resort sector of travel across America?
Well, the resort sector is doing fantastic, as you indicated. Overall, the hotel sector is doing better. We're not back to 2019. At some point this year, room revenue will return to 2019 levels. But as you saw firsthand, this is a spotty recovery. Take last week, for example. Miami led the nation when comparing it to the same week in 2019, up 25% in room revenue.
Wow.
Compared to 2019. The flip side of that, San Francisco was still down 64% compared to 2019. And so we are seeing a recovery that is great in some places and very slow in others.
So still inconsistent. All right. So, Chip, let's talk about what's happening in the world a little bit right now. It clearly impacts all of our lives, and it's impacting many sectors of the travel world. Since we don't have the ability to see into the future, what happens with Russia's war on the Ukraine is certainly an unknown in terms of escalation levels. But what we do know is fuel prices are at record highs, and that means the hotel front desk clerks, housekeepers, the bellmen who drive to their jobs, they're certainly paying more to get to and from work. It means food deliveries are more costly as truckers impose surcharges. It may even curtail some leisure and business travel, impacting hotel occupancies. I don't know. But what are you hearing from your connections in the industry about ways that hotels are dealing with these realities?
Boy, it is the last thing we needed coming out of Omicron, because we were expecting, and most of the experts predicted, that this might be the best summer ever for leisure travel. Business travel is not back, as you noted a moment ago. But leisure travel is booming because people want to get out and travel, and just about everybody feels safe. And now, of course, we have, in some places, gasoline prices over $7 a gallon.
Right.
That is certainly going to impact the distance that people are willing to travel. We're hoping that they still want to get out there and travel, maybe just to someplace a little closer to home.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no question it's going to have an impact. And as fuel prices continue to go up week after week after week, we don't know where they're going to stop and how big of an impact it will be. The second point you made is one that has just been critically important to our industry, and that is in and around this topic of labor. It is the single biggest challenge that hoteliers are facing right now, and that's finding people. And then when you start thinking about resorts that may not be near a major population center, or even very expensive places like Southern California to house people, it means that people have to drive much further to their job, and they're much less likely to take a hotel-related job if it means they've got to travel 20, 25 minutes to get to their job because there's not affordable housing in many of our urban markets. And so a lot of things working against us when fuel prices hit the level they've hit recently. Mm. We're hoping they would come down at some point, but we may be in this for the long haul,
yeah,
and that's certainly going to put a damper on what happens this summer.
You know, I want to build on the employee sector of things because, you know, as Mary and I, we've been traveling around the country, we've had the opportunity to sit down with a number of hotel general managers and other members of hotel executive teams. Certainly supply chain issues come up consistently as issues that they're battling, but really finding and keeping employees continues to be a source of frustration. And Chip, I say that because it's not as much the property down the street sometimes stealing staff. Oftentimes now they find it's Amazon or Uber or an entirely different industry. So, you know, how many workers do you really think are needed back to get hotels fully firing on most cylinders?
Well over 1 million when you look at the total landscape of those who work directly for a hotel and those who work for companies that supply goods and services to hotels. Now, if we're just talking direct hotel employment, it's probably a few hundred thousand that we would need to make it through this summer. But, you know, you've also got to have, as you mentioned, the supply chain. You've got to have the goods and services that support the hotel. So clearly over 1 million, and you're exactly right. It is Amazon. It is Walmart. It's all those companies that specialize in delivering goods to people that are hiring up everybody, and they're doing it at very high wages. The hotel industry wages have gone up significantly. Housekeeper wages during 2021 went up almost 20% year over year. That's a major raise.
That's a massive increase, right?
Yeah. And unsustainable, by the way, but it is not a matter of hotels being willing to pay their employees. It's just competing with Amazon is very difficult.
Chip, I want to talk about loyalty programs. I think this is something that hotels need to take a good look at. This could go for airlines and other sectors of travel as well. With fewer business travelers out there, that's certainly, I think, at least short-term, possibly long-term change, maybe forever. Meaning elite status level is going to be harder to get. And I think more travelers want loyalty programs that are perhaps better personalized to their particular travels. I'd like your thoughts on this and if you're seeing any movement in this direction.
That's a great question and something that has become a major topic of discussion in and around the industry just in the last few months. And it's exactly what you pointed out. With fewer business travelers who almost exclusively formed the base of their loyalty programs and an increased amount of leisure travelers who don't care as much about loyalty programs, the brands are looking at this and saying to themselves, how do we remake this in a way that is attractive to the leisure traveler? But you almost need to take it one step further because now what we're recognizing is that leisure travel is not the same thing as it used to be.
Right.
And business travel is not the same. We now have this term bleisure.
Correct.
We just commissioned a study through our friends at Accenture, and it found that of business travelers, 89% are turning their trips into a combination of business and leisure. And so when you think about a rewards program that can attract both segments of travelers, then you've got a home run. I don't think anyone's figured it out yet, but there are a lot of people talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is something that's going to have to be addressed. I know on the airline side, American Airlines, they just simplified things. But all right, so I want to talk about the ways travelers today, they're different than maybe 2 or 3 years ago, and specifically what they really want from properties that they choose to stay at these days. You know, you just mentioned, okay, we've seen a big increase in bleisure travel. I think you just referenced 89% of travelers want to turn their or are turning their travels into bleisure. You know, that clearly is a result of being able to work remotely and, you know, many jobs out there. But, you know, I'd say sanitation, enhanced cleanliness, that's going to be with us for a while. That's not a bad thing. But what are some other areas that you see that hotels are maybe evolving from your perspective, Chip?
Well, it's almost a 180-degree change in the viewpoint on design. If you recall, pre-pandemic, hotels were moving towards smaller rooms and larger common areas. And now that's completely flipped. We've seen during the pandemic, the one segment of hotels that did the best were extended stay. And because you have more space, you have some of those things in your room that are necessary to both work and live or work and stay for an extended period of time. And so when we're thinking about what do consumers want, they need space, they need a desk, they need really good internet connection. They don't need the common areas quite as much, but we think that will come back. And so hotels need to be able to respond to that. The second thing that we've seen is a dramatic change is a move away from the hotel itself providing food and beverage. You know, these delivery services have really taken over and almost eliminated traditional hotel room service. And so I was at a conference recently and talking to one of the delivery service people, and their only role was to sign up hotels for food service delivery. And so they've moved into that space in a dramatic way.
Wow.
And in some hotels, that's not necessarily a bad thing to have somebody out on the outside being able to take care of your food and beverage.
Yeah, we were told that at Wynn Encore when we were out there. Across the street, the new Hilton Conrad, the Resorts World opened, and their room service is now Grubhub. That's what it is. So, I mean, we saw that firsthand. Chip, listen, we're going to have to leave it there for today. It's always great having you on the show, hearing your insights. You always bring it. So thank you very much. I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Yeah, thank you again.
Thanks,
for
guys.
The
enjoy your weekend.
For the latest.
Okay.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thanks so much, guys.
All right. Well, Chip always brings the facts, and interesting, he's experiencing the same thing that we're seeing out there right now,
yeah,
Mary. So,
a candid update.
Folks, as we pause for some sponsor messages, well, we're going to head up to Rhode Island next as our focus moves to tour operators. Jacqueline Leibel-Cote with Colette is coming up, and now is a good time for you to go vote in our latest travel polls at rmworldtravel.com or just connect with us on social media at rmworldtravel. The fastest 2 hours in travel returns in mere moments, so keep your radios locked in as your favorite travel radio show rolls on.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.